This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
You've got so much advice about the roles of a business leader, about entrepreneurial myths. Can you talk to me about some of the entrepreneurial myths that you've seen?
Sure. A couple come to mind, Derek. One is that I see with my clients is that there's a myth that if I've been in business for a while, at some point this business and the operation of the business should become easier. And the reality is it never gets easier. And the research refers to this as the growth paradox, the idea that as I grow this business, it should become easier, it should become simpler. And the reality is it never gets easier. It becomes more complicated, and as the business becomes more complicated, it gets more difficult. And so that's something I find business owners just assume that at some point it's going to get easier, and it never gets easier. So that's one myth that comes to mind. Another myth, and this goes back to the E myth, is I just assumed early on in my career that most people who started small businesses were like me. They were entrepreneurs, visionaries, kind of big picture thinkers. And the reality is, as Gerber talks about in his book, is that's completely false. Most people who start businesses are not visionaries, they're not entrepreneurs, they're the classic technician, the person who has a skill, has a certain amount of experience and decides to start a business in that area. It's the chef who starts the restaurant. Right. And as a result of that, they're great chefs, they're great plumbers, they may even be great doctors, but that doesn't mean they're gonna be great business owners. And so, understanding that myth and understanding what results from that belief that, hey, if I can cook food, I should be able to run a restaurant, it's such a false assumption. And that's what I think kills most small businesses.
Yeah, what a shock they have when they realize that there's so much more to it. I've seen that myself.
Yeah.
So before we keep going, you talk about it not getting easier, and I mean, you're so right on about that. It's not all smooth sailing once you open the doors. Do you have some advice? What's some advice you have as far as a mindset based on that it's going to continually be work and evolution for your company?
Yeah, I think the best advice is to realize the limitations that we have as a business owner, and to be willing, as the business grows, to get help.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.